Good morning. So, today, that's right, young at heart, we are all children of God. So, today when I was driving to my other church, I saw a bumper sticker on the back of a car, and it made me think about how we had this rule in my parents' house that we couldn't have bumper stickers on our car. And my mom said that it wasn't good for the car. And I think what she meant by that, something I've picked up where I say, oh, the car doesn't like that, or the car doesn't want that, is our way of saying we don't want that on our car. But my dad broke the rule, and he put a bumper sticker on the car. But it was totally okay because it was an LSU bumper sticker. And they're great, let's be honest. So does anyone have a bumper sticker on their parents' car or on your own car? Yeah? What's it say, Jonathan? You have three? Okay, so one that you don't know, one with Tulane. A lot of people have the school. Una Magnet. What's the magnet for? Brick Lodge. Your school. Yeah? Today. Yeah. And so, yeah, so we might have bumper stickers or magnets or decals for our schools or for our sports teams. Dogs, those are very popular. Now I'm seeing on the back window, we'll have like parents and kids and then all the dogs and cats lined up in the family. So there are all sorts of things we put on our car. And I saw one the other day, and it was kind of a Christian one. It said, honk if you love Jesus. And I bet they really don't want people honking all the time, but that's what their car said. And then someone else told me that they saw one. It said, honk if you love Jesus, text if you want to meet him. Ooh, don't text and drive. So I know, so silly. And so it made me think about a bumper sticker I saw years ago, and it said, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And it made me think about our scripture for today. Because in our scripture today, Jesus goes up to the top of a mountain with three disciples. And up there, something crazy happens. He starts glowing. He starts shining like a light bulb. And yeah, and his clothes turn all white and dazzling. And then two of the biggest, most important figures in all of the Old Testament show up. Moses and Elijah. And it was crazy. The disciples couldn't believe what they were seeing. And then they heard God speak. And God said, this is my son, my beloved, listen to him. I mean, they couldn't believe it. It was crazy. And after they heard God speak, there was no doubt that Jesus wasn't just a big fancy prophet or a great teacher or just a really nice, great guy. Jesus was God's son. God said it and they believed it. And so we remember that some people don't know who Jesus is, but we do because God tells us that Jesus is God's son. And so we remember that and we celebrate that every day. So can we put our hands together and repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. We love you. Thank you for loving us. Amen.